PLU's lecturers, adjunct professors, and other non-tenure-track instructors have been pushing for this vote since the spring. They say they get too little money and too little say over their working conditions. The university has opposed it all along, and it took a ruling from the National Labor Relations Board to break the logjam. Full disclosure, Pacific Lutheran owns the license for KPLU, and on-air staff here are unionized. PLU Provost Steve Starkovich says the university has been working with the faculty to address their concerns. He says introducing the union would put that progress at risk and could polarize the university.
This is about the role that a union is going to play in what has been a very collaborative environment, and I don't see anything good about this. The administration doesn't see anything good.
Lecturer Jane Hardy has been with the music department for more than 30 years. She says the union drive is happening exactly because those talks with the university were not working.
It's just too little and too late. We would love it if we could work from the inside, but so far we do not have a seat at the table.
Hardy says she believes a majority supports the union, but many have been afraid to speak up. Contingent faculty teach about a third of the university's credit hours. Their votes will be counted October 10th. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.